Where they say, hey, just say it. Just say it and you are saved. With the mouth, confession is made. Just say it unto righteousness. You believe in the heart unto righteousness. Confession is, with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Unto salvation. Praise the Lord. So come and see these preachers of grace. When you see them talk, all they do is to water down what the Christian faith is all about and just, you know, make it look all that Christ suffered on the cross on Calvary is to produce all the nonsense we see today. Grace, grace, grace. But I'm here to tell you that the grace that brings salvation is also conditional. It is conditional. Remember, what do we call it? We call it a New Testament. New Testament here is a new agreement. It's a new agreement. There was a former agreement. It is called covenant, new agreement. And an agreement is always between two parties, correct? Hallelujah. Every agreement states the part each party is to play for it to be valid. Before that agreement can be valid, before any agreement will be valid, there are conditions. I will fulfill this. You will fulfill this. Before that agreement can be valid. Therefore, if we have a new covenant, then it is an agreement between God and man. And there are conditions that you must fulfill, and God too will fulfill his own for that agreement to be valid. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him. Revelation. God told him something. By faith, revelation, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, we are drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed by. And you can read that on and on up to verse 40. Praise the Lord. And that is so much the importance of faith that Apostle Paul was speaking about in Romans chapter 10, where we read people having zeal, and that is more visible in the Christian faith today. Zeal. But without knowledge. Zeal, but without knowledge. So the grace that bringeth salvation, that is what I want us to note. Where they say, hey, just say it. Just say it and you are saved. With the mouth, confession is made. Just say it unto righteousness. You believe in the heart unto righteousness. Confession is, with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Unto salvation. Praise the Lord. So come and see these preachers of grace. When you see them talk, all they do is to water down what the Christian faith is all about and just, you know, make it look all that Christ suffered on the cross on Calvary is to produce all the nonsense we see today. Grace, grace, grace. But I'm here to tell you that the grace that brings salvation is also conditional. It is conditional. For those of you who like to write this grammar down, it is conditional. Remember, what do we call it? We call it a New Testament. New Testament here is a new agreement. It's a new agreement. There was a former agreement. It is called covenant, new agreement. And an agreement is always between two parties, correct? Hallelujah. Every agreement states the part each party is to play for it to be valid. Before that agreement can be valid, before any agreement will be valid, there are conditions. I will fulfill this, you will fulfill this. Before that agreement can be valid. Therefore, if we have a new covenant, then it is an agreement between God and man. And there are conditions that you must fulfill, and God too will fulfill his own for that agreement to be valid. If you don't catch this, you will never understand grace. The first partaker of grace, I mean one partaker of grace that we know, sorry, not the first. We know Noah to be the first. Another partaker of grace is Abraham. Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, we shall read it fast, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. The covenant is not that I will multiply thee exceedingly. Amen. But the effect of that covenant is that he will multiply him if he keeps the covenant. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant. I will establish my covenant. Somebody shout covenant. Shout it again. Because that's where I'm going. Between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant. What is the covenant? To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, listen now, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. See the covenant now. For the covenant to be valid, every man child among you shall be circumcised. Somebody shall covenant. Shall covenant. Shall covenant. I stop here. Every man child among you, this is the covenant. This is what I will do. You too. For this covenant to stay, you too, there is something you will do. Every male child shall be circumcised. Now, you are a child of Abraham. Abi, God has a covenant with Abraham. If you don't circumcise, are you under that covenant? Are you under that covenant? Although God gave Abraham that covenant for him and his seed after him, but it was conditional. That's the emphasis. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 15 verse 6. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he, Abraham, he believed in the Lord, and He counted it to him for righteousness. He believed. And if you believe, there must be an evidence that you believe. It is not by saying it and speaking it in the mouth. Praise the Lord. That is why you see in Romans chapter 10, where we read, where I told you, it is being misunderstood. It is being misunderstood because a covenant that was sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ has a part for the believer to play. But it is not like the law. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so this covenant that he had, Romans chapter 4, this circumcision, what is the circumcision? What is that circumcision? Hallelujah. If you read it from verse 1 to 12, you will discover he ended there by saying that. Okay, let's read it, because this is Bible study. What shall we say then that Abraham our father has pertaining to the flesh has found? What did he find? For if Abraham were justified by works, he didn't work for it. He has whereof to glory, but not before God. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that walketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Now a lot of us think that this work, they teach this work, the Pentecostals, they teach this work, those who teach grace, to mean don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. That is not what this scripture is saying. That is not what the Bible, the Spirit of God is saying. We are saying here that Abraham, it was not because he was not stealing, he was not worshiping idol, he was not killing, that is why he found grace. No, that will not be grace if that is the reason. But after you come in, hallelujah, when you find grace, grace comes by conditions. That's what I'm trying to explain here. Let's read on, please. For to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. What was David saying? Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Then he said, commit this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. He already entered the blessings. God bless him when he was not circumcised. Circumcision only came after the blessing was released to him. And he received a sign. That's where I am going. Of circumcision. Circumcision is the sign. What is it? A seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, it says circumcision is a sign. The evidence that you are under that covenant. Abraham circumcised. Now, of all things that God will use as evidence of circumcision, why will he use cutting? Painful sign. That sign is very painful. Abraham was 90 years old. to go and cut the foreskin, to cut his flesh. Do you imagine the pain that he went through? At that time, there was no painkiller. Circumcision. Until you understand this, you will never understand God's expectation for righteousness today. There is something that it must cost you. You cannot come to Christ. Look, it must cost you. It must cost you something. It must cost you something, grace preachers. So that you'll understand why Jesus said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross and follow me. Pick up your cross and follow me. Was it palatable when he was hanging on the cross? Cross is an emblem of suffering. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire. That was the history of our apostolic fathers who saw it. But what is grace? Grace is given to you to go through all that suffering. Hallelujah. Knowing what is awaiting you if you go through it. That is grace. For there is no temptation that taking you by such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. He has promised he won't let it overtake you and finish you. In that temptation, he is able to make a way of escape. That is the Bible. And that way of escape is grace. Enablement to go through all the suffering you are going through when you declare for Jesus. Unless you catch this, you will suffer because you will not know that there is the water side of the gospel and there is the bloody side of the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you understand why Apostle Paul now tried to make us understand in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. The law was for the Jews. Now, who is a Jew? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Now. We are Jews. So Jewish mandate. Are you spiritual Jewish mandate or natural Jewish mandate? Spiritual. I'm also a Jewish mandate. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But who is a Jew? He is a Jew which is one inwardly now. And circumcision is that of the heart. In the spirit and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men but of God. Because he achieves it by grace. A divine intervention. A divine enablement. Why is circumcision of the heart? And it is supposed to be painful. A sister was telling me the day she caught the revelation when God told her about all those jewelries she was putting on. Somewhere from Europe, she called me. She said she went and opened the place where she kept all her jewelries. She said she carried them and she told God, I will not put them on again. She said those jewelries were worth millions of naira equivalent. So she was taking them and then a voice was telling her, why not take it? Since you will not use it, give it to those who would like to use it now. She said, if it is poison to me, it will be poison to them too. Why should I do that? She said she took it. As she was destroying them, she said she was crying. Hey, hey, so I've lost all this one now. Hey. And she was crying. But that she was able to destroy it is grace. Hallelujah. Because there are some people sitting down here now. Now, when they were coming here, they removed. They don't be like us. But go and watch them when they go their town meeting. Go and watch them when they go one wedding ceremony of their friend's wife. Amen. The difference is grace. The difference is grace. Circumcision is of the heart, the excesses of the heart. And that is why in Ezekiel chapter 36, the first place of visit when he meets with you is to change take away the stony heart and change it to a heart of flesh. That is the circumcision of the heart. Praise God. That's the circumcision of the heart. A new creature is to produce. Praise the Lord. The process of conversion. The process of conversion. To convert is total remolding. If you are going to convert this pulpit to a table, the first thing you do is break it down. It will not break itself down. It is the person that wants to do the conversion that does the breaking down. After breaking it down, then he rearranges it to what he desires it to be. That is conversion. Going through that is the process of grace. I will continue next Sunday. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? For somebody to respond to what Apostle Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Examine yourself whether you are in the faith. To make your calling and election sure. So many people, I repeat, because of what I'm seeing in this age, God does not have double standard, church. God does not have double standard. People are not understanding. Amen. People sacrifice their life. They live their life, but they were ready to die. They hang some. They kill some. See, if you read that Hebrews chapter 11, see what people went through. Read the history of how early believers, what they went through during the red horse rider Antichrist spirit. And then you are hoping to go to the same heaven with them in the rapture and then stand and then rub shoulder. Abby, somebody is deceiving you. Bible call it a pearl of great price. That was what John Wesley found. Sanctification. A price, it means there's something you pay for it. And one thing you pay for it is, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Your former lifestyle, people are busy. People have turned church into social gathering. See, now people come to church and they steal. If you leave your bag anyhow now, first if it thief up, and he came to church, and you hug him, shalom, brother, shalom, sister, shalom. Because you now understand the foundation of God standing sure. He said, it has this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And because he takes them through a process. Through a process. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that everyone whose name is written in the book of life will hear me now. Hear something I am saying that will make you look back again at your Christian life and take a positive outlook. Stop all this religion. You know, a lot of people think, you know, something is wrong with me. A lot of people think something is wrong with me. Amen. Amen. You need to know who this man was before. And when I found this Jesus, when I found him, amen, I made up my mind. This heaven, I will go. This heaven, I will go. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking political words. It's for me. Whether you believe it or not, listen, I am not going to heaven because I'm a pastor. I have known that since. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a pastor. Nobody is going to heaven because he's a pastor. So don't think that you will stop me from going to heaven by not coming to Bride Assembly Church. It will never affect my eternal destination. I know better than that. So those of you who go to churches and make the pastor, make it look as if you are doing the pastor a favor by attending his church. If you are here, now better go back to where you are coming from. Because it has nothing to do with me. If I come here today, I see three people sitting down, I will preach the same way I am preaching now.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Every pastor is happy to see that people are responding to what he's saying. But I'm telling you, I will not be frustrated by the lack of response to what I am saying. I will only look. If I am sure what I am saying is scriptural, I will say even harder. Harder. And this man here is very conscious of attempts, directly or indirectly, to gag my sermon. I preach, finish, you will come and say, you are the one I'm preaching. And there are these witches that will phone you and say, you know, son, are you pastor? They preach today. Then you vex. He carry me, go, they preach. I call your name. If you are guilty, repent. If you are not guilty, then not be you. You want to close my mouth. If I hear that, I will prepare the sermon harder the next service. You want to close me from preaching? Before I'm called, don't be human being. Not chair they talk to. I'm preaching to human beings. And I'm saying again now, if what I am saying is the truth, repent or perish. My prayer is that God will cause us to have an atmosphere where true believers will come and find comfort. But it's not easy, because the next sermon I may preach, among other titles I have to preach, it includes the enemies of the gospel. The enemies, I will tell you what the Bible means by calling some people the enemies of the gospel, so that you will know. I have tried to present this in several ways, and we need to keep saying it and saying it and saying it. Don't turn Bride Assembly or your church, wherever you are listening to me now, don't turn it to a political ground. Don't turn it to a social ground. Let it be God-centered. Let's come to church, and when we leave, we get ourselves closer to God than when we came in. Let something be heard, be seen, that will give us reason to hold on to this God. The devil will do everything to bring this his spirit and cause division through all the tricks he has. But when you are focused on your eternal destination, it will just be like a wind when it will blow. Because such don't last long. It will blow and blow away, and life continues. Praise the Lord. As for trials and temptations, all that shall live godly in Christ shall face, persecution. It shall face persecution. And I want to assure every one of you listening to me that, believe me, I will only tell you the truth I know. Believe me, I will not deceive you. Believe me that there is going to be a rapture. And all I'm telling you is how to position yourself for this soon coming rapture. This rapture is as real as COVID-19. Some people will die. And those who will be disappointed will not be prostitutes, will not be armed robbers and ritual killers and secret society cult members. They know where they belong. Those who will be disappointed are those who knew that there will be a rapture, but they refuse to get themselves ready for it. That's why we sing that song, "When the Saints Shall March to Heaven."
Jesus as the leader, marching no more like soldiers. Yes, they were soldiers, singing and rejoicing. Oh, hear the singers cry.
Says, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's a prophet. He said, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The people that think that they are the ones that you are looking at them as the ones that will go in the rapture, it may surprise you. And those that you thought will not go, it may surprise you. They'll be weeping. There's a song that says, the weeping that you will weep at that time, it says, weep it now. The cry that you will cry at that day, it says, cry it now. Because, hallelujah, if you cry now, you will not cry again. Amen. If you cry now, you will not cry again. Wait. Wait. You don't know, I never hear when I sing them before. Praise the Lord. Maybe Sheila has it, then he can play it for us.
That cry you will cry when the saints have gone. Cry it now while the saints are still around. The shout you will shout when you heard that the saints have gone. Shout it now while the saints are still around. After rapture there will be no more. This is the time to ask for God's mercy when the saints are still around. Mercy will not be available when the saints are gone. Grace will not be available when the saints are gone. Mercy and grace will not be available when the saints are gone. Repentance is now when the still around. Repentance is now when the saints are still in the world. This is the time to serve him in truth and in spirit. Be conscious of eternity. Don't live your life anyhow. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Come to Jesus today. Seek him when he can be found. Tomorrow might be too late. Oh, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Let him in, he's waiting for you. Remember, he will not wait forever. He's available now. No. Let him in, he's waiting for you. Akwa ikepe.
It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.